how long you've lived in Kodiak, even before we get into the tidal wave.
Well, at the time of the tidal wave, I was living over in Chigenik. See, Chigenik is my hometown.
Mm-hmm.
And I was due to go back there in a few days. I went back a few days afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
And what else do you want to know?
And you were born in Chigenik. You've been lived there all your life?
In Chigenik, yeah.
Yeah.
Of course, they travel around quite a bit on time. Mm-hmm. To do a lot of sailing and fishing.
Mm-hmm. And Susan was telling me that you were working in the cannery when the, I think she said she was.
Yeah, I was working up here at, King Crab. I was just, you know, wasting time over there, just waiting to get home, seeing.
Mm-hmm.
I was working at King Crab, and it happened on a Friday.
And what was that date again? What was the date when it happened?
March 24th, I believe it was, 1964. On a Friday, anyhow. Mm-hmm. So I was see my sister stayed right down here on 7th Avenue, Henry Saginetti's wife.
Mm-hmm.
And I was staying down there, so I walked in town, got a taxi cab, picked me up down here by the church, and
right.
Drove me down Mission.
Mm-hmm.
And I got off just the bottom of Mission, bottom of 7th. I just got, and boy, the ground was just a shaking, and you could hear the trees, you know, tick, tick, tick.
So it shook pretty bad around here?
Yeah. Then I looked up there, was my sister out on the porch out there. She was outside with the kids, you know, so I got up there. And I told her, too, I said, after a big earthquake like this here, I said, we're going to get it. It's going to be motion to the water. Sure enough, we looked out, you could see quite a ways out there. And we seen that wave coming, just coming in, you know. Came in, first time it didn't do any harm. But then when it went out, you could have walked across the channel here.
Wow.
It went out that far.
Oh, it took all the water out of the little inlet there?
Up from Woman's Bay and out that way. But it didn't take all the this channel went dry. Here on the channel. And then it came back in again, see? And it stayed for a little while. That's when town got flooded up, you know, and everything. So when it went out the second time, out comes the building, camera buildings, aeroplanes, everything that was loose come floating out, you know. So that was about 6 o'clock when the last of it went out.
Was that in the morning or the evening?
Evening. Yeah, that's. And then the aftershocks of that quake kept up till the next day. Kept on getting aftershocks.
Was it like a whole bunch of them, or a couple of big ones?
There was quite a few. They weren't as big as the first big one, but then you could feel them, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And I think the next day, that night anyhow, it was calm. There was no wind at all. They tried to get in back to town here, but they had it all blocked off. Everything was all blocked off.
Yeah.
And the day, next day afterwards, then the wind, we got a heck of a wind. Some of the boats landed up over in the island, which was swollen.
Was a storm hit right after the wave?
It was sunshining, but there was northwest winds. Coming out of the mainland. Mm-hmm. And, that's about the main part that I could remember of the railway.
Well, can you describe to me how hard did it hit the town? As far as like, did it tear up downtown pretty bad, or did it?
It did. It was
was you around here then too, gentlemen?
Yeah, it was anyhow, the reason why they locked town off, you know. There was one guy got into Tony's place there and he almost got drowned.
Whoa.
The water couldn't get it. They almost drowned him.
Yeah, you know? Tony's place.
And then there was a power scout at Solis. And it was 85 footers. She had about 5,000 travel board. So they heard her over the radio. They asked him, "How are you making out?" "Oh," he says, "I'm doing fine. I'm just crossing, just passing by Tony's place now, heading for the hillside." He was too. He had about 5,000 travel board. And that's where he stayed, right up there under that, under this schoolhouse. And they finally got the crab off. I don't know how to get the boat out, but we got it out. But see that boat, small boat harbor down here, that was the best of the boat scattered all over. Yeah. I don't know if McCorkle was harbor master at the time or not. I think he was. Shorty McCorkle, you know him, don't you?
No, I'm not.
You know, he's harbor master now here. You know.
Oh, yeah, I met him.
Well, the poor guy, you know, he Cape State is where he got a heart attack here. And it was a Tuesday night or Monday. They got him up at Anchorage. You know.
Did they lose a lot of people in that tidal wave, or was everybody prepared for it, or did they get a lot of warning?
Well, they don't exactly know how many was lost, but they did lose some out of that boat harbor. You know, I don't know later on, it was in the paper, I forgot how many were lost, but there were some lost.
Did the local police or whoever, did they give everybody a warning before it hit, or was everybody like what you said, you just knew it was coming and just prepared?
Nobody knew.
Nobody knew?
Just hit like that.
Yeah.
Well, that night, you know, the old beachcombers are still standing yet. Mm-hmm. On a Friday night.
Right.
And they generally have a spaghetti feed down there.
Mm-hmm.
And you were supposed to have a spaghetti feed about 6 o'clock that night.
Yeah.
And if that tidal wave ever hit about 6, that quake hit about 6:30, 7 o'clock, everybody would have got killed.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have a chance.
You'd have lost a lot more people that
night. It just wiped that beachcomber right up out, you know. Yeah, in the vehicle. So, I don't know exactly how many there was lost in the deal, but there was some people
going out to get in.
And how long do you think it took for Kodiak to get back to normal after that hit? I mean, did it take a couple of years, or was it quick?
Well, I tell you, they did a good job on it. They in about a year or so, they had it figured out back to
no, well, my right is here.
And did they get a lot of outside help, or did it mostly come from people here on Cody?
Okay. They got a lot of outside help.
They did.
So when I left here, it was about 2 days after the quake.
Right.
I flew back to Chigley again. I was fishing them before I retired.
Right. Did Chigley get hit pretty bad with it too?
Yeah, everything was. They were still smoking up there, you know, where we were burning trash and everything. It was quite a mess, Jerry.
What about around the other side of the island, around like Fort Lyons and around that way, Carlos?
That I don't know. It hit quite a bit around there too.
Did it?
There was a fellow by the name of, he had a little boat. What the heck is the name of the boat? I can write a book, actually. It's the name of that point out there anyhow.
Yeah, I forgot the name of that.
Can't even think anymore.
Yeah. Anyhow,
the island sunk seven.
They took off from here. They were tied up at the dock down there. There were about four guys aboard there. And they took off, and they get down here about just to where that last boom is gone on, and they seen that wave coming.
Yes, they were out
and,
there.
That guy says, I don't think we're going to make it, and they didn't. Wave got them. And the boat landed up on the shoreline.
It pushed them all the way back in.
But that first boat that went by, it went over. They made it. They went by. Yeah, that was quite a shaking up, that's what.
Did they lose all the, all the power in the water? Was that gone for quite a while?
Well, that was down for quite a while. See, I left here about three days after it. I flew over. But I came back. I came back that fall. That's right. And I got on the Trustamina. That's when she first came up here.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had a town back in pretty good shape. I sailed. I got to sail on the Trustamina. That was the first year up here.
Really? Mm-hmm.
Well, it's about most of the information they can give you.
Yeah, that is. What was going on as far as with your family and your sister? Did she, you know, did she make it all right as far
well,
as?
There was a lot of people going up for Filler Mountain. We all went up from Filler Mountain, as you can see.
Right.
In fact, they almost had a bad accident up there too. So many cars got in there and. The middle car almost caught fire, but there was other ones when they got out of there. But lucky thing it didn't spread, see? And then, no, my sister didn't go up there. Her and the kids stayed home that night. And the next day they had to get a warning again, so they had to take off for Filler Mountain again, you know. So she didn't go nowhere.
But did they have another one hit after the main one? I mean, they gave that warning that they
were
expecting another
one. The next day we got the aftershocks. Every now and then, see, we got an aftershock.
Right.
It lasted for about a day or so, the aftershocks. But that main one, that was a terrible thing. I got out of that car, you know. I was thinking, what the heck is happening here? I almost fell down, you know. And then I could hear the trees going ticka 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 ticka, you know. And you could see the ground almost like that up. Lucky thing it didn't crack anywhere, you know.
Oh, it didn't crack.
No, it didn't crack. I wonder what would have happened if that bridge was wouldn't have taken it, I don't think.
So when they blocked off downtown, was downtown pretty much underwater for quite a while, or?
Well, it was just when the tide came in and went out. It came in twice.
Mm-hmm.
Went out again the second time it came in, you know, it did quite a bit of damage. That's the reason why they blocked it off, so you wouldn't have nobody rooting around in all those cars.
About how high did it get down there? And I'm
well, you see where Craft Store is up there?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
It reached up there. And down there, yeah, by Craft Store, they're reading. Post office.
The jail.
Jail, yeah. It hit the jail. So
man,
came in, you see?
Steve Mark.
That's a ways.
Mm-hmm. That's a way. It looks so funny, all those buildings gone out, airplanes and whatnot.
Were they pretty much were they out in the harbor, or did they wash over to the islands, or did they pretty much go out in the water and sink? Or?
Well, there was, I don't know, I don't think there were too many people Well, it ran dry over here. I could see it from up there. You know, you could see rocks down here, so it went down quite a bit. But it didn't stay that long, you know. Went out and came right back in again.
How long do you think it took for it to come in and go out?
Mm-hmm.
How long did it take for it to come in and then
well,
go back out again?
It took about, from the time we seen it, about 15 to 20 minutes.
That long?
She went in. And she came back out of the back.
So it didn't come in. I always think of, when I think of tidal waves, I always think of this big, you know, tsunamis coming in and crashing in. So it didn't really crash in, it just kind of steady came up.
There was just this swell coming. And you could see it white right across.
Wow.
You could see Marmot Island out there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole thing, you could see that swell coming in. And there was a lot of people. I think there were some people that were lost up there at Bell's Flats.
Bell's Flats.
They were halfway across and you couldn't make it.
Were there a lot of houses and stuff out at Bell's Flats at that time? I mean, I know it's three built up
now.
Yeah,
I never noticed. I don't think there was as many houses. That time there were just, you know, about half as many houses. Now they've got a lot of houses, a lot of homes. At that time there was mostly trailer houses.
What about out at Chiniac?
That I don't know. I wasn't out that quick. I went out afterwards. I mean, quite a few years afterwards.
Right.
But I guess it did damage out there too, didn't it? Pearl Harbor, the place of the option.
Oh yeah.
Alley Tack down there too, then I think. But Chiniac again, the water just raised. Something like that. There's hardly any tides or anything. Now, I don't know how true it is. But they said that the peninsula come up a little.
Oh, really?
Not that quick.
So it raised the ground up?
Mm-hmm. I don't know how much, but it came up a little. Mm-hmm.
Did that surge affect the fishing around here any at all? I mean, did anybody, like, notice a drop-off or bring it in or whatever?
Let's see. 64. It didn't affect the salmon runs too bad. You know, we still had our. This happened in March before the run started.
Right. So it didn't affect the crab much or anything like that?
They had a lot of crab.
Oh, they did? So it helped them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they had lots of crab, king crab too. We just started in on that. You know. Yeah.
And tell me one more time. You were in Kodiak. Why? You were just coming in here to you were fishing. Is that what it was? You had said. I remember you said you didn't come to town for.
This was the spring of the year. I was here during the winter time. That's right. I stayed here and then I went back to Chiniac, see?
Right.
In fact, here's how it was. I got on a little mailboat there to Iceland and I was on her.
Mm-hmm.
And then I come back off of it and then I came home over here to wait for a ride back home to Chiniac when that happened. As far as I can remember, I think that's how it was. Yeah. I was traveling around up quite a bit.
So you were basically just standing out there and y'all felt the shocks and then you saw it coming.
Just outside of my sister's place up there. You got a porch way on top there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So we were standing out there watching that time. Dead calm that night too. There was no wind at all. It was like a thing.
Right.
It's a good thing that it didn't happen when we were working. I was working on the icebox down there at King Crab too at the time.
Where was that? Down where?
Down here at King Crab. Right
oh,
here.
Really?
King Crab.
Mm-hmm. Go back, pretty much get
yeah,
wiped
well,
out.
I had my, they had our paychecks and everything already up on the, on its up there, and that washed them all over. You finally got them.
A lot of bad people, huh?
Yeah, we got them, though. Well, I'll tell you one thing, that old dock up there stood it.
Oh, wow.
The King Crab dock. That stood, didn't do any damage to it.
They must have sunk it deep.
It came up over it, I guess, and there was nothing happened to us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is quite a feat.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that, after the wave that, that drove a lot of people off the island, did it scare a lot of people, and did a lot of people leave, or
that,
did...
That I don't really know, because I was over in Chigna, living in Chigna.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
I think some of them did get scared.
Yeah. Did it, was there an airport here at that time?
Mm-hmm.
Did they have an airport here at that time?
What?
Did they have an airport?
Yes, they had an airport out there, and they had one here. So.
Did it hit the airport pretty hard?
I think it did, yeah. The airport was in up here, wasn't it, Johnny?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I know the Navy had their airport, I mean their seaplane.
Yeah. And the Coast Guard base. Did that hit that? Did they have a lot of damage out there?
I just hit it. I wasn't there if I see it. Today. I know I worked out of that Navy base there in 1941, winter 41, when Pearl Harbor was bombed.
No kidding?
Yeah. You see that hillside up there right behind Woody Island dock there?
Mm-hmm.
They had an old, the SS Yale was laying in there, two stock. And we used her as a bunkhouse seat. I was working for Simpson Baker. Doing odd jobs all the way around the base.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was it at times. No, that night they bombed Pearl Harbor, I and my brother, we were on the hillside there. Nothing happened, though.
Was there anybody still living out on near Woody when that hit?
I guess it was, wasn't it? Yeah. Yeah, there was people living out of near island. Yeah. Well, that's all I can think about. First, I knew more about it.
Do you have any stories about like what was going on over in Chignik after it happened?
Well, in Chignik, it didn't do much damage there. You know, it just come up and down.
Right.
The most damage that ever did there was that place they called Chenega down here in Prince William Sound.
Chenega?
Alaska steamship boat was in there. And it wiped out everybody that was on the dock.
No kidding. And that was up in Prince William Sound.
Mm-hmm. Anchorage, you know, it made a mess out of that place. Poor diamond, huh?
Oh, it collapsed.
And up at the Trinigan Arm there, you know, the tide came in and the roads were hit. Shacks and everything was I forget now what year that was. I was here too. I think that happened afterwards. That happened or before. I guess you heard about a time when Scotch Gap Light got A wave come along and hit her from the Bristol Bay side.
No, I haven't heard about that.
Well, the tide come up and down here quite a bit that time.
Right.
What happened that time is that the ocean bed up at Bering Sea cracked open.
Oh, in the ocean floor down at the
Bering Sea up there.
Uh-huh.
And that tidal wave come down, hit Scott's Gap, took Scott's Gap light off. And there were two guys on the Scott's Gap. They didn't have a chance to kill them.
When was that?
That was 50. No, there was Siaga out of the army in 40. It must have been in 46 or 45, somewhere around
there. 45. And did that, when it hit that, did Kodiak feel that any?
Well, I'll tell you where they felt it. Hawaiian Islands.
Oh, the Hawaiian Islands. Whoa. Went all the way out there.
Yeah, it hit out there was the hardest.
So I guess it had plenty of time to build up and get big and then hit, yeah. Mm-hmm. Good gracious.
No, we don't want no more of them, I tell you that.
Is that when they started to do the tsunami warnings and things after that happened, or was it, they didn't have it before?
I don't think they had it before. That's when we start getting the tsunami warnings. Every Wednesday we get a drama. They'd load on this 2:30 and then we do this for warning, good practice.
Right.
It's a good thing though, you know.
And pretty much everybody does now what they did back then probably, right? Everybody heads for Pillar Mountain. I mean, is that what the...
Well, when you hear that tsunami warning, it's just, you know, it's just a warning, but then if it keeps on the ground, they'll phone you and let you know what's really happening. The same with the station up there. That goes off on a...
Yeah, but in fact, it's right near my house. So when it goes off, I come home, my wife's going, ooh, it's going off again. Yeah.
Well, I tell you, I'm glad I'm here. This is a good place. I like this place. This is my 9th year here.
Really?
I had to get here in 1984. I had a heart attack. Went down to Daly City for that day.
Really?
Yeah. Then afterwards, I'm going to play this here. This is a nice place this year. I like it here.
This area right in here where we are in the senior center, this was pretty much underwater too when the thing hit running.
Well, at that time, there was nothing here.
Oh, really? That one here?
There wasn't even a bit of there was a house standing here. A fellow by the name Otto Molly used to have a house here, a little house.
What was his name?
Otto Molly. He's dead now, but his son, I think his son's name now again, Otto too, isn't it? He works for the city. He's in charge of the cleanup crew and snow and stuff. I mean, clearing up snow and everything like that.
Right. Did it kill? Was anybody killed?
Holy Molly is the guy's name.
Do you know how to spell that last name?
Molly?
Yeah. Oh, Molly, M-O-L-L-Y?
M-A-H-L-E-Y.
Molly. Oh, okay. Did he live? Was anybody in the house when it hit that was standing here? Or was everybody pretty much gone?
Died at the time of the earthquake, you mean?
Yeah.
That place, yeah, I guess they were here. They must have been. But the tide didn't come way up here. So way up.
Mm.
In fact, if you go down there, you know where that Erskine's house is down here in Museum?
Yeah.
Where those steps are. I think down around in there someplace you see on the wall there how far up the water came up.
Oh, it's marked down there?
Yeah, it's marked down there, 64. Save it up here at Kraft's store. It's marked right here.
It'll make its disappearance
seconds. Well, that's about all I could think of.
I think that's plenty. You came up with some really good stories. The description of downtown is really good.
I tell you, it really changed the place around there.
Really?
You know where the Elks Lodge is now?
Yeah.
There used to be a big hillside there.
No kidding.
Yeah.
And it washed all that dirt out.
Well, when they rebuilt the place, they just
shoved it. Was there something built on that hillside?
And then down here where Donald Yatchinson's right across from Erskine's, from the museum.
Mm-hmm.
That road was gone down, then they had a bank up. Big bank there, and then it went to the left, then to the right again, kind of zigzag. Mm-hmm. Now it's all, straight.
Straight.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, you get something like that, that'll rearrange things.
Yeah, sure it did. Now there's certainly some places, it's either in the books or some place I've seen the old Kodiak.
Mm-hmm.
Now we got a guy by the name of Gene Sundberg. And he belongs to the pioneers of Alaska sometime when they hold a meeting down here. He's got a videotape of what young Erskine used to have, but he's dead now too.
Mm-hmm.
Of how the town looks at the time,
Oh, you're good.
Yeah, he's got it, his Gene Sundberg.
Did it tear up Kraft's too? Were they pretty much torn up, Kraft's store?
That was completely wiped out.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, Kraft's store, I was planning on filing some of it. That AJ wiped it out.
And besides King Crab, pretty much all the other canneries too that were along the shoreline, they got pretty much wiped out.
Now the only one that I really know of that time was King Crab. The rest of them weren't even built.
Oh, right. So, I see. Well, I tell you, I guess if we got one today, there'd be a whole lot more buildings out there in the bay, huh?
I'm telling you. It'd be a mess. That bridge would sure look funny. Geez, I was surprised when we started building that bridge, I just couldn't believe it.
When did they build the bridge over there, do you know?
That was in 85, I think, you start building.
Oh, so that thing's pretty new.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Mr. Hoff, I really appreciate it. You've helped me out a lot here. And what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be typing all this up into a manuscript.
I see.
And then with the release and everything, if you like, I'll give you a copy of it if you want to see the end result. I'll just bring it up here and give it to Susan, and you can read over it if you like.
Me too?
And then you can cuss me if I did it wrong.
I'll put your first name on it.
Butch. I'll probably see you next.